Officials of the Petroleum and Natural Gas Senior Staff Association have been meeting top government officials in Abuja to avert the planned strike. Union President Peter Seller denied a report the walkout is to begin Wednesday. He says his group, one of Nigeria's two biggest oil unions, will attend a meeting Wednesday called by the government.
I had a meeting with NSA yesterday and DGSSS. So what government is doing is calling parties for a meeting for Wednesday 4 p.m. But if you get it, I don't know where the press got this Wednesday for strike. The only thing we said was that we're going, there is a looming strike. But I know that we have not, at the Central Working Committee, take a date for a strike.
The union is protesting ExxonMobil job cuts that affected about 60 workers, mostly union officials working at the company. Nigeria's main trade union, the Nigeria Labour Congress, has endorsed the strike call and urged the government to intervene without delay. ExxonMobil has rejected accusations of unfair treatment of the affected employees, insisting the workers fired under a reorganization plan received generous payouts. The union says an indefinite strike could blight Nigeria's oil production and petroleum distribution. Analysts say a walkout may have limited success in the short term because a skeleton staff may be engaged at production facilities to limit the impact on output, but it could prove effective in the long run if other powerful unions join in solidarity. But even a looming strike could increase pressure on international oil prices. Supply worries are stoking up concerns in Nigeria, Africa's largest oil producer, where production has been crippled by unrest. Gilbert DeCosta for VOA News, Abuja.